The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moore.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. And old man recession, you are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moreff. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moreff. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about your 401ks. We talk about Social Security. We talk about the stock market, the Federal Reserve. You name it, we talk about it. And we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception. We have a ton of boring financial stuff to talk about. So let me first introduce myself. I am Ken Moreff, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moreff. Thank you, Jack. I am Senior Retirement Planner at Retirement Planners of America. We are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. We work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that is you, then we would love to meet you, get to know you, and see if we can help you. And recently, and I have been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. I feel good. I do, and all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And Barron's recently named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors. And actually, without our clients, we'd be nowhere. So all you clients listening or not listening, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, this is the time of the year when we have hurricanes, and we have one headed for Florida right now, as I'm sure you're aware. And it looks like, you know, hopefully it'll soften up and it won't be as bad as it looks like it. But it is going to be a monster as it is currently in its current state. And so I thought it would be a good idea to once again talk about how to create a disaster plan to protect your home and your family from natural disasters and other things like that. So we'll have that for you. Also, U.S. News and World Report interviewed me a little bit ago, and basically the questioning behind it was traditionally the 60 stock, 40 bond portfolio was the one that people use when they're retired or retiring soon to generate income and have their portfolio keep up with inflation and all that kind of, and it's kind of the go-to portfolio strategy. And the question they were asking was, you know, given how we are at the all-time highs, the market has been running, it's the longest running bull market in history, you know, is it time to reevaluate the 60-40 portfolio? Should we change it, be more aggressive, less aggressive, et cetera? So I thought that it was a good interview, and so I'll share with you the answers to the questions that I gave. So we'll talk about that also. Now, as we do every week, we talk about Social Security strategies, and I take questions. So if you'd like to send me your questions, you can do so. My email address is ken@rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. And just send me your questions, and I will endeavor to answer them for you. And so we'll do that. But we have some questions here today about survivor benefits, okay? So we're going to talk about what happens if your spouse were to pass away, and how do you get your Social Security benefits, maximize those, et cetera. So we have a couple of questions about that. Now, also this week, we're going to talk about one of the things that we believe in, the foundational philosophy of how we manage our clients' money, is that protection from downside is more important than, in other words, the biggest mistake you can make is losing a lot of money, not missing out on gains you could have had. That's how we view it. And for people who are retired or retiring soon, we believe that taking on more risk to try to get higher returns is not what you should be doing. You should be looking at how do you protect what you have and get returns to give you the income that you need during your retirement. And so because of that philosophy, that view of the world, one of our biggest enemies is bear markets. We look at bear markets as a great threat to the security of our clients. And so we have a strategy called invest and protect, which means that we want to invest, we want to grow for sure, but at the same time, if danger comes, we want to get out, we want to sell. And that's why we told our clients to sell in November of 2007 and stay out for all of 2008 during the credit crisis. So I want to talk with you about why the next bear market could be worse than 2008. And I want to do that because I want to make you aware that you should be thinking about how to protect yourself, you know, when the next bear market comes. Because bear markets are like winter, you know. they come, and you have to be ready for that. So we're going to be talking about that later on in the show. And you know what, Jack? Most shows would stop right there. Most shows would say, you know, if we did just that, we've done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me!
Yeah, but on this show, do we stop right there? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. That's the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And this week, we're going to talk about how to protect the inheritance that you leave them for potentially 100 years from lawsuits, from estate taxes, from divorces, all that kind of stuff, how to build a wall around the inheritance you leave to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. And they will thank you for that, maybe. Anyway, leave it at that. So we have a great show, and I cannot wait to dive into it. I'm a glass half full person. I always look at, you know, the plus side. I'm very optimistic. I see the future as bright. I love that song that where the future's so bright, I got to wear shades. You know, that's kind of my whole way of being. So it's kind of hard for me, but I'm going to start this show with actually some very bad news that for me. My oldest daughter, who is married, she's been married almost a year now, got a kitten. And she's been sending us all these cute pictures of this cute little kitten that she got. And I'm looking at that little kitten, and I'm thinking, that's not my grandchild. Okay, that is a kitten. I don't want a kitten. I want a grandchild. So I told my wife, I said, that little thing right there, you know what that is? That is a anti-child, right? I mean, if you're planning on having a baby, you're not getting a kitten. So I'm like, I'm not happy. This is not good news to me. I don't care how cute that stupid little kitten is. And I shouldn't say stupid because people get offended when I call cats stupid. But it's a cute kitten, but it's not my grandchild. I don't want cats. Anyway, let's talk about how to create a disaster plan for your home and your family, because, you know, every year we have hurricane season, we have tornado season, we have earthquakes, we have all kinds of things, not to mention the potential for non-natural disasters such as terrorist attacks and, you know, all those kind of things. So as a financial planner, we want to help you plan for those kind of things. So let's talk about that, okay? So the first thing that you should do, if you haven't already, is to sign up for severe weather alerts in your area, okay? And you can do that on your phone. There are apps that'll buzz you, beep you, and make all kinds of noises. And then the other thing is program all of the emergency phone numbers into your phone, okay? So you have them and you're ready to do it. Decide on a meeting place for your family to gather. You know, you're not together all the time. decide where you're going to meet if all heck breaks loose, a place where everybody can meet. Plan escape routes from your home and your neighborhood, okay? Remember, the roads could be blocked in a large-scale disaster, so have at least one alternate route. Think about how you, if you have people, if you have a two-story home, for example, how are people going to get down from the second story if there's something happening? Be sure that all adults and teenage family members know how to shut off the gas, the electric, the water lines in your home. If there's a leak, a short, if you're getting flooding, all those kind of things, you got to turn all that off because it can explode, it could create a fire, all kinds of bad things can happen. Also, consider, you know, and I'm fortunate, my wife was an emergency room nurse, so she knows how to do it, but I confess I don't. So consider cardiopulmonary resuscitation training, okay, CPR. It's not difficult, and you can get that. And then remember your pets. Okay, we have our puppy, Noodle, and so, you know, you get attached to those critters. And so bring dogs, cats inside, and make sure they have ID tags. They have those trackers that, you know, they can inject into their ears, and you know, you can go find them if they get lost. So all those kind of things are things that you should be thinking about and doing. You know, as we say, an ounce of preparation is worth a pound of disaster. So, some tips for you to think about in this hurricane, tornado, and all the other natural disaster seasons. Now, as I mentioned, our firm, Retirement Planners of America, we specialize in working with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And we have 50. Yes, indeed. And there's lots of you. And we have two goals for you. One is we want your money to last as long as you do, okay? So we want you to be able to support your lifestyle for the rest of your life. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. So we consider that our dual mandate, if you will. And so we have lots of resources available to you on our website. It's rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. And if you go there, you can find articles, podcasts, videos on Social Security, on retirement planning, on rolling over your 401k, all kinds of stuff like that. And while you're there, you have several options also in terms if you want to take a next step. You can click on Meet with an Advisor. If you do that, one of our retirement planners will sit down with you. They can help you to make decisions on Social Security and all those kind of things. Also, you can sign up for one of our seminars. We have seminars near you as well. Or if you'd like, you can watch our webinar. All kinds of information on there that we think will help you in terms of your retirement planning. So it's all at rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to go over with you, is 60-40 still a good idea at this stage of this market? So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I have been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients.
I love it!
Indeed. And we are a firm. Our firm is called Retirement Planners of America. So we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So if you are over 50, retired, or retiring soon, we would love to meet with you and get to know you and see if we can help you. And in 2015, Forbes named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 wealth managers. And we're very proud of that. But of course, without our beloved and most valued clients, we would be nowhere. So all you clients listening, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, I was interviewed a little bit ago by U.S. News and World Report, and they had the question that, you know, given where we are in the stock market, the S&P 500 index is near all-time highs, the Dow, and this is now the longest-running bull market in history, and it's the highest-rising bull market in history. So we've got all these things happening. Is this a time for us to reevaluate and look at how should we allocate our portfolio? And the question is the 60-40 portfolio still a good option for investors, specifically people who are going for retirement? So Excellent question, if I may say so. So first of all, what she asked was, what is a 60-40 portfolio and what's the benefit that it would offer investors? And my answer was that the 60-40 portfolio is what is commonly known as a growth and income portfolio. And the protocol is that the first word is, it's just like the ingredients when you look at, you know, the list of ingredients in a product. The first word, the first thing on there is the one that there's the most of, okay? So the 60 in our world is, the first is stocks and the second is bonds. So when you say you're a 60-40, it means 60 stock, 40 bonds. And the assumed benefit for investors is that you are more heavily weighted towards growth to compensate for inflation while still having the income component, which is the bonds, okay? So it's presumed to diversify against large downsides, you know? So in other words, when stocks go way down, you know, the hope is that the bonds will rise and offset that to some degree, okay? So that's why the 60-40 and the assumed benefit. So question number two, she said, is, okay, well, why is the 60-40 no longer a good option for investors, specifically as they construct a portfolio for retirement? And so I actually took issue with the premise of the question and, you know, that it's no longer a good option. I said the 60-40 portfolio is still a good option for investors who are retired or retiring soon potentially, but it depends upon what rate of return they need to support their lifestyle. Okay, so in other words, if someone's, we call this the hurdle rate, okay? So what we do there is we calculate what rate of return do we feel is what you need to support the lifestyle that you want. And then that tells us how much stock market you should have, in our opinion, okay? So therefore, it may be that you could get by with 40% in stocks or 20% in stocks, okay? So how much you have in stocks is determined, in our view, by how much risk you need to take to get your hurdle rate, okay? So it may be that you need a 70-30 portfolio. Now, question number three was, what market factors, for example, are making 60-40 portfolio problematic, or what might an investor use who is using this strategy be missing out on? Okay, so once again, her premise is 60-40, throw it out. I was like, hold on. Bear markets are the main problem with a simple asset allocation strategy. In 2008, the bear market saw the S&P fall 57%. Stocks went down 57%, and the 60-40 portfolio would have lost, quote-unquote, only 37%. Okay, so in my view, in our view as a firm for our clients, a 37% loss is better than a 57% loss, but it is still more than an investor who is retired or retiring soon could tolerate. Okay, in other words, if you have, you know, let's say you have $1 million, let's make that a big number, a nice, easy round number, my favorite number, you would lose $370,000 in that diversified portfolio. Granted, it's less than $570,000, but yeah. You lose 37%, that puts a crimp in your lifestyle. So what is a better way to approach asset allocation given where the market is now? So that was her next question. And the answer is that an asset allocation should be determined by your risk profile, which I talked about before, which is the hurdle rate. Okay, so what we do is we look at what rate of return, again, do you need to earn to support your lifestyle? And it's a calculation. It's a complex series of questions that we need to ask you to determine that. But we take into account inflation. We take into account your cost of living. We take into account taxes. We take into account unusual expenses that are coming up, and even unusual sources of income. You know, you may have an inheritance, or you sold a business, or something like that. So all of those things enter into the equation of calculating what your hurdle rate is. Once we know your hurdle rate, then it's kind of like a risk index. How much risk do we need to take? And once we know that, then we can determine if you need 60%, 40%, or 70% in a diversified stock portfolio. Okay, so that's the process that we go through. And so now, if you are over 50.
I'm glad we had this talk.
Well, Tom, I am too. So if you're over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, then I would encourage you to come and visit with one of our retirement planners and go through the process I just described. Or if you'd like, you could also go to one of our seminars. We have seminars near you, and we've been doing these for years. We've had thousands and thousands of people attend our seminars. We're so grateful for that. And if you'd like to attend at the seminars, we talk about how and when to take Social Security. We talk about the hurdle rate. rate I just described and how to calculate that. We talk about do you have enough money to retire on? We call that your magic number. We also talk about should you roll over your 401k or not. We have a bunch of information at our seminars that I think you'd find of benefit if you are in that retired or retiring soon place. Now, also, while you're on our website, it's rpoa.com, by the way. You can also see we have white papers you can download if you'd like to read stuff. We have podcasts you can listen to, videos you can watch. You can sign up for a seminar. You can sign up to go visit with one of our retirement planners. Tons and tons of great info. Now, one of the things I want to tell you is that if you decide that you want to go to one of our seminars, just do this for me, okay? Don't eat beforehand. Okay, because I want you to have an appetite when you show up. You got to be hungry because we at the seminars, we have our now world famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies. Okay, now these cookies are 1 inch thick. They're 6 inches in diameter. These are a meal in and of themselves. I dare you to eat just more than one. Okay,
Shazam.
If you can do that, then if you can eat more than one, then we'll give them to you for free. Oh, wait, they're already free. I forgot about that. But bring an appetite. The oatmeal raisin, we make them with those plump, juicy yellow raisins. We put cinnamon in the batter. Oh, man, they're the best. But if you're a chocoholic like me, we make the chocolate chunk cookies with real chocolate. We don't use chocolate chips there. We don't use that. That's gross. It's made out of wax. We make real chocolate chunk cookies. You'll love them. You'll learn about your finances. So go to rpoa.com, sign up for a seminar, watch a webinar. Visit with one of our retirement planners. Tons of stuff there for you. So rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Social Security strategies for married couples. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave.
He's your guy when stocks go high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouse.
And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. I have been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And I am senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. We work with people who are over the age of 50 primarily and who are retired or retiring soon. And so all of the ideas that we talk about on this show are designed for you if you fit in that category. In other words, if you're within 5 years of retirement or 5 years after, or if you're in that 10-year zone, that's where we want to work with people. And we would love to get to know you and see if we can help you. Pardon me, help you. Our website is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. And, you know, this is the part of the show where I talk about Social Security and answer questions with regard to that. And so this week, I've got a couple of, and by the way, if you'd like me to answer your questions, all you have to do is send me an email. It's ken at rpoa.com, and I'll endeavor to answer your Social Security questions as well. Okay, so the first question is, if a wife takes her retirement benefit before the age of 66, I'll say, before her full retirement age, does that reduce her eventual survivor benefit? Okay, so no. When she switches to her survivor, so what happens is that upon your spouse's death, you can choose to take your own Social Security or your spouse's, whichever is the higher. Okay, so if a wife, the question is if my wife takes her benefit before she reaches full retirement age, and then I die, does that reduce her eventual survivor benefit that she gets? And the answer is no. When she switches to her survivor benefit, she will start receiving the amount that you would have received. And her own reduced benefit goes away. Okay?
Fascinating.
Yes, and actually very logical, Mr. Spock. So this is why one of the most important aspects of coordinating spousal benefits, with looking at the strategies with regard to married couples, is to ensure the highest survivor benefit. Okay? In many cases, that's what we look at, is how do we maximize the surviving spouse's income from Social Security? So the way to do this is to have the high earner, which in the generation of people we're talking to, it's usually the husband, but not always. Delay your benefits until the age of 70, okay? So one of the, and it's very interesting, the lifetime income stream payable to a high earner's widow could be the equivalent to a life insurance policy with a face value of $800,000. If you look at that income stream, you said, I want to buy a life insurance policy to give me that same income stream, based on our calculations, you'd need to have an $800,000 policy to give you that.
Wow!
Well, I was right. So maximizing the survivor benefit, we believe, is a crucial aspect of Social Security planning for a married couple. And it's important to stress that the amount that stands to be paid far in the future depends on decisions made today, okay? So basically what I'm saying is a high-earning husband can maximize the survivor benefits for his wife by delaying his benefits to age 70 and vice versa, okay? So if you don't believe it, come in and visit with one of our retirement planners, and we can show you the math on it. The difference is staggering. But of course, there are lots of other things that come into play in that. Okay, not every one of the people that we talk to, our clients and prospective clients, can wait until 70 to start collecting Social Security. Some of them need to start at 62. They need the money, their health, their income, all those kind of things need to be taken into account. It's very complex, and the decision is not straightforward. You have to have all the facts in front of you. You have to look at all the alternatives. And our retirement planners, our advisors, are trained. They take a six-week course, every single one of them has, and pass a test on proficiency in Social Security planning. So if you'd like to visit with them, with one of our retirement planners, and talk about your Social Security, if you want to talk about your entire financial retirement planning life, then go to our website. It's rpoa.com. RP is it's retirementplannersofamerica.com. And click on Meet with an Advisor, and we'll schedule a time to visit with you. Now, keep in mind, we don't only want to talk with you about Social Security, okay? So we are retirement planners. So we want to give you a review of your insurance, and we have specialists in insurance, and we don't try to sell you insurance. That's not what we do, but we will give you an objective opinion on whether the insurance you have is right or not, and whether you should reduce your benefits, cancel it altogether, all of that. We'll give you our opinion on that without trying to sell you anything. We'll talk about, should you retire? Are you able to retire? Do you have enough money to do it? How much income will you need? How do you diversify your portfolio? We'll talk with you about your 401k and, should you roll it over or not? We'll talk about how to reduce your income taxes. We also talk a great deal about those kind of things. Decisions on when to take your income from your IRAs versus your non-IRAs. So there's a lot of stuff that you need to talk about, think about, and have a plan for, and we want to help you with that. That's what we do, okay? So if you go to our website, it's retirementplannersofamerica.com, rpoa.com, and when you're there, we have articles and podcasts and information for you, but most importantly, visit with one of our advisors, sign up for one of our seminars, watch our webinars, and learn, okay? And we are anxious to help you if we can. So
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
It is indeed, Bogey, and it's rpoa.com. All right, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about why we think the next bear market could be worse than 2008 and what you should do about it. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. We are back. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. Yes, I have been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. All of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And our firm is Retirement Planners of America. And so we specialize in working with people that are over the age of 50 who are retired or retiring soon. And Financial Times, for the third time, named our firm one of the top 300 registered investment advisors. Yes, and we're very proud of that. But, without our clients, we would be nowhere. So all you clients, thank you, thank you, thank you. And, with our clients and also with you listening to this show, we have two goals. One is to have your money last as long as you do. Okay, we're not here to make you rich quick. We're here to keep you from becoming poor. Okay.
There's no doubt about it.
No doubt. And there's a big difference between the two, and I think you understand that difference. And the second goal is we want you to have financial peace of mind. Okay? We want you to go play. We don't want you to worry about all this stuff. We want you to let us do the worrying. Okay? And if you look at pictures with me from 10 years ago and today, I have a lot more gray hair. I've done a lot of worrying for our clients over the last 10 years. But anyway, So because we want your money to last as long as you do, one of the important things that we see is that you shouldn't lose a ton of it in a bear market, because that doesn't fit into the criteria of your money lasting as long as you do. That's kind of a counter criteria. And so we have a strategy that we call invest and protect, which means that, yes, we want to invest. Yes, we want to grow your money. Yes, we want to do all of those things, of course. But preserving what you've built, preserving what you've spent your lifetime accumulating, we believe is more important than that. Because if you lose half your money, or 57%, as some people did in 2008, then it makes it very difficult for you to live on that money going forward. You have to spend a lot of time building it back. You may not be able to retire, and all those things that come with that. So therefore, and in fact, we told our clients to, our invest and protect strategy actually enabled us to tell our clients to be out of the stock markets, out of equities for the entire 2008 year during the stock market crash. So we want to do that for you in the next one, if it's possible. But I want to tell you why the next bear market could be worse than 2008, okay? So I don't know when it's going to happen, first of all. The yield curve inverted, as you guys know, if you've been watching the financial press. And historically, you know, over the last 50 years, every single bear market has been preceded by an inverted yield curve. So it's a very strong indicator. Usually it takes about a year. That's the average before the bear market starts. So if that's the case, about 11 months from now or so, the next bear market could start. And I think it could be as bad, if it does, as the 2008 one. Let me tell you why. So first of all, according to the Federal Reserve, tens of millions of American families are right on the edge of economic, I hate to use a strong word, but I'll say oblivion, okay? The Federal Reserve, let me tell you what, their report, which came out in May, on economic well-being of U.S. households, said, they surveyed 11,000 adults. It found that in order to cover an emergency of $400, 39% of those polled, would have to either borrow or sell something to come up with the money. $400. Okay, so the Federal Reserve found that across the country, many families continue to experience financial distress and struggle to save for retirement and unexpected expenses. Changes in family income from month to month remained a source of financial strain for some individuals, they said. 3 in 10 adults had family income that varied from month to month. 1 in 10 struggled to pay their bills at some point in the prior year because of monthly changes in income. Financial support from family or friends to make ends meet was also common, particularly among young adults. The survey also found that many adults were struggling to save for retirement, with 1 in 4 with no retirement savings or pension whatsoever. 1 in 4. In the years since the Great Recession, student debt has exploded from $500 billion to $1.6 trillion. Non-housing related debt has gone from $2.65 trillion in 2008, and by the second quarter of this year, it is now over $4 trillion. 7 million Americans, a record number, have now fallen into the 90-day abyss of being months late for their car payments. Home ownership has also usually been where people go if in times of trouble they borrow against home equity loans and all that. Well, guess what? A Pew Center reports that more Americans are living month to month in rental housing than at any time in the last 50 years. So that, if we have a bad recession, 39% of the country is $400 away from having to borrow money or lean on family or sell things to be able to cover their cost of living.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Well, I am too. And my concern is that we have such a mountain of debt all over the world. We have debt in this country. We have debt in everywhere. And when you don't have income, which is what recession means, right? Your income has dropped as a country. It doesn't mean you have no income. It means your income has been reduced dramatically. What happens there is you have difficulty paying your debt if your income has gone down. And if debt starts to default, Katie, bar the door. So that's why we believe that protecting against the next bear market is one of the most important things that a person who is retired or retiring soon should be thinking about. And I ask you, dear listener, what are you doing about it? Are you prepared? You know, do you have a plan to address if a bear market like 2008 comes along, where people lost tons of money in 2000, the Y2K, the stock market crash, some people lost 90% in those things. So if that were to happen to you, what would that do to your life? Do you have a plan to make to address that? And if you don't, then I would encourage you to come visit with us, because we do. We have an invest and protect strategy. As I said, we told our clients to not be in the stock market at all in 2008, the whole year. And in fact, until June of 2009, we didn't say to start buying again. And those who followed our advice did not experience the losses that they could have had they been in the markets. So I encourage you to go to our website, rpoa.com. If you're retired or retiring soon, attend one of our seminars, watch our webinars, listen to podcasts, get articles, inform yourself, or better yet, visit with one of our retirement planners. There's a link there that you can click on to set a time to visit. But start thinking now. Don't wait till the bad times come and then start trying to figure out how to deal with it. That's not the time. Now, while the market is at all-time highs, is the time. Okay, so our website is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to protect your heirs, your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs, the inheritance you leave them for up to 100 years. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I am a certified financial planner professional. I've been so now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors, actually now for the seventh year in a row.
To infinity and beyond.
Yes, I'll go with that. To infinity and beyond. I don't know if I'll be here till infinity and beyond, but if I am, yeah, I would like that. That'd be cool. Anyway, so this is the time of the show. And by the way, our firm is Retirement Planners of America. And what we do is we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that is you, then this show is designed for you and our entire practice. We designed it to work with you and help you to achieve your financial goals. We have two goals for our clients. One is we want your money to last as long as you do. We want you to go play. We call your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision, okay? So we want you to have a good time and play. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. What we tell our clients is we want to worry about all this boring financial stuff so that you don't have to, so that you can go and have a good time. Now, this is the part of the show, however, where we talk about how to pass on the fruits of your labor to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. And that's called estate planning. And this week, we're going to talk about how to protect your heirs, the inheritance that you leave them, for up to 100 years from lawsuits, divorce, and estate taxes. So how do we do that?
That ought to keep the little squirts happy.
Yes, indeed. And you want happy squirts. You don't want unhappy squirts. I don't know if you've seen an unhappy squirt. It's an ugly thing. It's not good. Anyway, so how to protect? Well, of course, as with most things in estate planning, it is a trust. And this particular trust is what we call a dynasty trust, okay? A dynasty trust. The legal term for it is a generation-skipping tax trust, GSTT, but that's way too complicated, so we call it a dynasty trust. So what is a dynasty trust? Well, basically, it is the container that will receive the inheritance that you leave the aforementioned greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. So upon your death, what you leave behind goes into the trust. Now, the trust has language in it that enables the money that goes into this trust to be protected from lawsuits, divorce, and estate taxes for up to potentially 100 years. So why is that? Well, because once the money is in the trust, then if your daughter gets a divorce, then the ex-son-in-law is divorcing your daughter, not the trust. And therefore, the money in the trust is not subject to the divorce. Also, if your daughter or your son declares bankruptcy, well, same thing. Your son declared bankruptcy. It was not the trust. And therefore, the creditors in bankruptcy court and all that can't access the money that's in the trust because the trust has nothing to do with that. And then the third part is the estate taxes. And the generation skipping tax part of this means that it skips generation on the estate taxes. And potentially that means that this trust can stay in place for 100 years and it can pass on to the next generation and the one after that with no estate taxes.
Cool.
It's very cool because, you know, right now with the estate tax exemptions being at $11 million plus, it's not a big deal for most people. Nobody cares about it. But I've been around long enough to remember when the estate tax exemption was $300,000. Anything over $300,000 was subject to estate tax. And if our government continues to borrow money like they are, and they're going to be looking for sources of revenue, I'm pretty sure they're going to go find it by taxing estates when people die. And that estate tax exemption could get down to $300,000, or maybe anything you pass to the next generation will be subject to tax. But if it's in that trust, then it skips generations and there won't be tax there under current law. So very powerful trust, not for everybody, but talk to your attorney. Make sure that you don't do this yourself. Don't go online and find one of those do-it-yourself things. Don't do that, okay? But this is a very powerful vehicle and one that I think you should consider. Now, if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, our firm is Retirement Planners of America. And so for our clients, we talk about estate planning. We also review all your insurance. So we want to see, if the insurance you have is proper. We give you an unbiased opinion about it, your life insurance, long-term care, et cetera. We don't try to sell you insurance. We just want to advise you on it. We want to look at your income taxes and give you ideas on reducing your income taxes. We also want to help you with your investments. Of course, that's very important. Your diversification, the risk you're taking. Do you have enough to retire? Where do you get your income from? We want to talk about all those things with you. And you can find all of the above and more on our website, okay?
That's too wonderful to be true.
You can find all of the above on our website, and it is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. And when you're there, we have videos for you. We have podcasts. We have articles that you can download and read. We also have calls to action, as we call them, right, CTAs, which are you can sign up to go to one of our seminars. You can watch our webinars. You can also sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners and have them sit down with you at no charge or obligation. So there's lots of resources available to you. Take advantage of it. If you're over 50 and thinking about retirement, or you are retired, we'd love to visit with you. Okay, so rpoa.com. All right, you know what? This show has gone by so quickly. I cannot believe how fast it's gone. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.